the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Yoga is said to be an exercise of the body, mind, and soul. Since the ancient days, there was an understanding that each of these areas influenced the others. Dr. Amber Abernathy, Mary Charlotte Bale Sheely Chair in Conscientious Psychology at Missouri State University, is testing this codependence through a collaborative research project with Dr. Stephen Berkowitz, head of the Religious Studies Department. I'm Nikki Donaldson. As a psychologist, her primary research focus has been on personality, and now, thanks to Dr. Norm Sheely, Abernathy wants to help people increase their conscientiousness. She explains more about this particular study.
It's a class under religion, and it's yoga and meditation. And he's actually doing more of the history of the different components of yoga and meditation and going through. But I'm working with him on a grant to get religion classes in other areas. So I'm working with him with that, and I brought up the idea that I'm looking at meditation, so that fit with his class, and I plan to do that more and more. We came up with this idea that I have them fill out some questionnaires. I actually then have them do a meditation for about a week. It's not a long study at all, and it's a certain meditation. It's actually autogenics training, something that Dr. Sheely uses very often. And then I'm going to look at some post-type things and see if there's a difference. Now, ideally, it would be great to see conscientious differences and self-regulation and all of these wonderful components, but this is a very preliminary study. So if I can even see a small difference in life satisfaction or relaxation or those components. Now, I'd like to extend the study. We're going to do it for longer periods of time and look at cortisol and the diurnal rhythm. Your overall stress response, does that change? Immune functioning, you know, are you getting healthier? Because we know stress is related to health.
Do you characterize yourself as a conscientious person? Abernathy explains what it means to her and how it applies to health.
It's one of the big five personality factors. One of the big components is responsibility. It's being orderly and on time and planning and follow through and goal driven. But I always like to kind of loop it in with, you have to be responsible in all areas, and that the rest of that's kind of going to follow. And I'm working with Dr. Norm Sheely, and he does pain management. He saw over and over again with these people that conscientiousness was what made them healthier. You know, maybe they didn't get sick as often, or maybe they felt better, they could go through the pain better, that kind of thing. And so he said, you know, what can we do to increase people's conscientiousness? So my whole area of research now is increasing conscientiousness. And I've looked at many different ways, including some clinical type stuff like behavior activation treatment where they set goals. I'm looking at some physiological stuff. I'm looking at oxytocin polymorphism receptors and the gene type stuff. Looking at some things like self-regulation training. And then meditation's one of the new ones that we're looking at now, kind of along that mindfulness line.
Though conscientious psychology is a new and budding area, Abernathy confidently notes that the personality trait of being conscientious influences a person's actions from a young age.
I think a lot of people don't realize, for one thing, the importance it plays in their lives. So study after study has shown longevity, health, work satisfaction, marital satisfaction is related to this component. The other thing is, I don't think that they realize their level of conscientiousness. So another study I'm actually doing this semester is with my personality class. I have personality of psychology and personality, and I am testing them pre and going over and actually seeing where do they fall on these big five, including conscientiousness. I'm giving them ways to improve that and improve other, you know, openness and extroversion, and or to decrease things like neuroticism. And so they're going to be tested pre and post and see if that makes a difference, even just recognizing what level they're at. Oh, I'm conscientious. Well, maybe not.
Along the same vein, Abernathy is working side by side with Sheely to more strongly tie conscientiousness to health.
He has a new essential oil called Life Bliss. We're going to do studies with it and look at cortisol and diurnal rhythm. He also has a new device called Energy Genesis that helps with insomnia, and so we're going to start working with that. I have some, so not meditation, but close. It's biofeedback. It's software that they hook up to their fingers, and it measures heart rate and things, but it's actually a video game. And so they have to fly a spaceship or, you know, drive a car. And it's all based on strictly keeping their heart rate and their oxygen levels at a steady pace. So it's teaching them how to regulate that. So we're looking at all these different components to see if they're related to conscientiousness and how we can increase these areas.
That was Dr. Amber Abernathy, Mary Charlotte Bales Sheely Chair in Conscientious Psychology at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.